Chag Sameach. The first night of Yom Tov, I was zochet to be sitting in my sukkah with my grandmother and almost all of her descendants, grandchildren, great-grandchild, Baruch Hashem. And I started Kiddush, Shavit Moed, I started Kiddush, Kadesh, Urcha. It's just a mess with everybody, but it worked. It was very funny. And I'll tell you why. We know Sukkot has a dual nature. Sukkot is both a natural chag, we celebrate the natural chag ha'asif, everything coming together, and we celebrate the supernatural, the nisim, giluim, in the midbar, the ananei kavod, and the sukkot mamash that they had in the midbar. We celebrate both of them. At the end of the day, though, we have to wonder why is Sukkot in Tishri. If you explain it's based on Yitzhak Mitzrayim, you have to really work hard. Because if you did a sukkah in Nisan, when they got the clouds, it wouldn't be so clear. It's the Shem Shamayim. So you have to do it in Tishri. But if you're talking about the natural cause of you're bringing in all of your hoard, you just closed on the building in Manhattan, only do it in Tishri because that's when you harvest all of your grain. So then you have to go out of your house to appreciate. You have to go out of your house to appreciate the fact that it's all from the Ribono Shel Olam and not from all of our hard work. That's why we do Sukkot in Tishri. But there's one more question. Why does Sukkot have to be on the 15th? Of Tishri? Rav Chaim David Alevi was the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv after Rav Avadia passed it on. He switched to the chief rabbi of the state, the Medina. Rav Chaim David Alevi was a Ben Prat Yosef. He grew up in Prat Yosef with Rav Avadia, Rav Tzion HaBashal, and everybody else, except he was a little bit different. He was a thinker. Everyone else learned on the Rav Ezra Atiyah was halacha, halacha, halacha. Only thing that matters is halacha. Rav Chaim David Alevi also thought. He also thought about machshava. What's the Jewish philosophy? So he thinks, very interesting idea. He says, first of all, the Zohar says we don't know why it's on the 15th. But even though, I can tell you a reason also, he says. He says the reason is because at the end of the day, Pesach and Sukkot are the two pillars of our emunah, of our zechel yetziat Mitzrayim. Everything else is little. But Pesach and Sukkot are 7-8 whole days where we just sit and remember yetziat Mitzrayim. Pesach is the first half of the story. The Aser Makot, Kriyat Yamsu. Sukkot is the second half. 40 years in the desert. It's the same exact story. And every 6 months, to the day, the 15th of Tishri and the 15th of Nisan, we have a booster shot in our Munah just to teach us why we're doing all of this. So that's why Kadesh Ruchas is the beginning of Sukkot. Right before you sit down in the Sukkah, you have to remember the whole story. And then we sit in the Sukkah to remember all 40 years in the desert. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.